Venezuela is bracing for another showdown between President Hugo Chavez and his political opponents. They accuse him of being a left-wing autocrat and want him to resign. The opposition is planning a national strike on Monday, and it appears likely that the all-important oil industry also will shut down. The opposition admits an oil strike could undermine Venezuela's economy, but they say pushing Chavez out is worth the risk. From Caracas, NPR's Martin Casti reports on the bitter polarization of Venezuelan politics.
A little over a month ago, a group of military officers publicly rejected the authority of President Chavez and called on him to step down. They set up camp next to the fountain on this plaza, which they declared a liberated zone. Since then, Francia Plaza has become a kind of Woodstock for the anti-Chavez movement. Autograph hunting is a favorite pastime here. Fans beg the officers to sign Venezuelan flags. The object is to collect all 128 names. Gloria, who wouldn't give her last name, says she'll treasure her flag.
Lo voy a enmarcar con madera y vidrio.
I'm going to frame it under glass and hang it in the living room, Gloria says, because I had the chance to live this historic moment. Navy Lieutenant Isaac Solorzano says giving autographs is his way of showing his commitment to remove Chavez from power.
People say that we're heroes. We don't feel like heroes, actually. We just feel that we're doing what we have to do for our country. Everyone here around the plaza should be a hero, or should be called a hero.
The mutual admiration makes for a giddy atmosphere on Francia Plaza. Anti-Chavez groups have set up a well-funded tent city around the fountain, complete with a first aid station, generator, floodlights, and a stage. The anti-Chavez TV stations keep their cameras on another platform, ready to go live with the officers' latest pronouncements. The officers while away the hours in a sort of lounge area behind the stage. Access is strictly controlled by bouncers, as if it were an exclusive nightclub. Another Navy lieutenant, Carlos Rodriguez Rivera, says the plaza is a pleasant oasis, one which he and his comrades dare not leave for fear of reprisals.
Here in Venezuela, there are two countries, Chavistas and not Chavistas. Maybe they are going to kill me, probably.
One place Rodriguez had better not visit is Bolivar Plaza in downtown Caracas. The people here don't think too highly of the rebellious officers. The opinion of Luisa Hernandez is typical. They're Nazis, fascists, pure worms who don't know how to do anything but steal from the people, Hernandez says. This kind of fiery rhetoric is common among the Chavez supporters who hang out in this part of the plaza, nicknamed the Hot Corner. Vendors here sell recordings of Chavez's speeches and portraits of the president in various heroic poses, as well as a Santa Claus Chavez for the holidays. But lately, there's nothing festive about the mood here in the Hot Corner. Gladys Portela gives a soapbox speech about what she regards as the impending coup d'etat being planned by the country's moneyed classes.
El odio de ellos contra nuestro presidente es...
They hate our president simply because he came as a redeemer, because he cast his gaze upon the poor people of Venezuela, upon the middle class and the underprivileged. That's something they won't forgive.
Away from the plazas, the Organization of American States has been holding closed-door talks between the government and opposition in an attempt to reach some kind of political compromise. One idea is to hold an early presidential election with Chavez as a candidate. Many Venezuelans believe this could be the solution, but hardliners in the government say it would be an unacceptable violation of constitutional order. Some opposition groups also don't like the idea. They believe they have Chavez on the run, and they won't be satisfied with anything short of removing him from office. Martin Casti, NPR News, Caracas.